Greetings and Merry Christmas, Flesh Wound Freaks, and welcome to our final night of the 12 Days of Slashmas. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya. Yes, I did it on purpose, Todd.
On purpose?
Well, he didn't know. Never mind then. That's Todd. That's Pugs Dread.
Feliz Navidad, everybody.
That's Mike Kruger.
Ho, 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 bitch.
So, Kruger, let's tell them all about Slashmas.
All right. So what we do for our 12 Days of Slashmas special is rate and review a Christmas-themed slasher, and then at the end of the episode, we eliminate a slasher off the list we compiled from our previous episodes that we deem unworthy, leaving us with three final girls, a.k.a. our top three slashers of the 12 Days of Slashmas. So make sure if you enjoy this episode, go back, check out our previous episodes of this 12 Days of Slashmas series, and previously our Slashtober special we did back in October. The playlist is on YouTube. So now that that's out of the way, Todd, why don't you give us our slasher statistics and tell us who's on our final girl list and who's already been eliminated?
Okay, well, our final three are Christmas Evil, Christmas Cruelty, and Don't Open Till Christmas. And now we have our 12th night, 12th day. And I pulled it in. All Through the House. Dan, tell us about All Through the House.
All right. So All Through the House comes from director Todd Nunez. And this one, a deranged masked Santa Slayer comes to town for some Yuletide terror. He leaves behind a bloody trail of mutilated bodies and hunts his way to the front steps of the town's most feared and notorious home. All right. Kruger, what did you think of All Through the House 2015?
Okay, so I'm going to get out some of the negative, I have to say, first. This isn't a huge complaint for me, but this is a very low-budget movie, and it's shot like that sometimes, and it kind of could be off-putting to some people, so I think you need to know that going in. I was once I saw Graffitas Adventures, once I saw that, I was kind of expecting something maybe a little bit high budget, but I know they're also, some of their stuff that has a higher production value. Just the production value isn't the best. That's just the one thing I'll say. As far as the acting, there's a lot of really shitty performances for me. I know slashers don't need to have the best acting, but there's some scenes in there that just straight up bothered me. And I think maybe a big part of that is if this is played straight, you know what I mean? And I think that type of acting would have worked better if it wasn't playing it straight and was more, of the slasher comedy thing, like something like Secret Santa that we've already, you know what I mean? But other than that, that wouldn't have worked with the story. So it just, one of my things was I love the story on this a lot. Like, there's a lot of things that I really enjoy about this movie, and I feel like if it had better acting, it wouldn't have took away from so much that I did enjoy. Because the story itself has like its moments, like especially with what's going on with the character Miss Garrett, and like how twisted everything, story is. I thought that was pretty well written, but all the other characters in this movie, man, I just did not care for. I mean, I think it could have been the acting. I just want to see, everybody get fucked up by our cool-ass killer Santa, and luckily they did, or else this review would be a little bit different. But the one thing I will say is our main character, Rachel, I didn't particularly love her. I mean, her acting was fine, but there wasn't enough in the story for me to really care about her. But let's get into the kills. Like, the kills go right away, and the opening kill, lets you know that the slasher is here to fucking play and not pull any punches. And most of the kills in this movie are pretty good and have solid practical gore, especially for the budget, which, is always a plus. And that being said, though, some things do look better than others. And you do feel the budget there. One of the things that bothered me, though, is, and this is again with the acting, some of the acting when it comes to like people actually dying, like I'm like, I don't believe that, you know, you're actually dying. Like, it wasn't good. It wasn't a good kill sequence. And that fucking took me out of the movie, and that really bothered me a couple of times. The killer in this film, though, is great and is by far my favorite fucking thing about the movie. I love the way he would creep around the corner or just appear, you know, behind somebody that walked by. And his design was cool. Like, the charcoal-colored sand mask was creepy as fuck. And I thought that was awesome. Also, garden shears for a weapon of choice. Me being a Burning fan and also a Friday the 13th Part 5 fan, that made me super happy. Very underrated weapon the garden shears are for slashers. The final act starts to pull itself together decently, but then there's a couple of things that I had an issue with, like some poorly choreographed struggles that kind of took me back out of what was going on. And there's this one line I'll talk about in spoilers that just felt out of place. And I was like, what the fuck? Ultimately, I liked where, you know, it headed. But where I really liked was when we get the answers to the questions we have about the killer. So overall, this is by zero means a perfect slasher, but it delivers as far as a killer and the kills go. Unfortunately, there wasn't enough for me to forgive it for, you know, all its faults. I really wish it had better acting, especially in the death sequences, because that's what is going to play my rating the most. But Pugs, what did you think? Is this the first time you saw this one?
Yeah, I've never seen this before. And so I agree with you. The idea and the story, super strong. I wish it was like filtered through that bitch, David Fincher. And I'm only saying, I'm only calling him a bitch right now because he's not returning to Mindhunter. And that pisses me off. But can you imagine this story filtered through him? He's fucking amazing. I do love the Santa. I love what he puts in his fucking sack. Holy shit. That alone, like, top notch. Yeah, the acting's not like, no one's going to win any Academy Awards here, or any awards for that matter. Maybe a Razzie. But they're pretty to look at, so I had no beef. I love the granny. I wish we had more of her. But yeah, this is pretty solid for, with all its issues it has. I had a really good time watching it. So it's Christmassy as fuck. And yeah, Santa's sack is filled with, yeah, that's just, we'll talk about that in spoilers. That was impressive. What about you, Todd?
Yeah, I fucking love this one. I don't give a shit about the acting. I grew up on 80s slashers, and we all know that never perfect. But I mean, like you guys, you nailed it. The look of them, the weapon of choice, the fucking kills are awesome. I mean, that opening scene sets it up, and we continue to get good kills throughout, or at very least entertaining. Having the not likable characters didn't bother me because, well, they're only there to die. So it is definitely one of the ones you're going in rooting for the killer. You're not giving a shit about the kids, which is fine because most of the times we root for the killer anyway. So, but yeah, no, I really do like this one.
That's right. And you would think more could do this because this is something that I've even seen more expensive films get wrong. And that's not taking advantage of great holiday decor. I mean, it's not that difficult to drive around and film houses. And this one feels like Christmas. It oozes Christmas. So that's one positive right off the bat. I thought the kills were great. This isn't one that takes the easy way out and just does a bunch of, you know, computerized gore. It does play it straight. I'm kind of glad this one does, although there is some humor with the granny, and you know, there's a few kills that are kind of amusing. I'm kind of glad it didn't go too ridiculous with it, because I feel like a lot do, which I'm okay with, but maybe too many do that. I was kind of glad to see this one be a little more grounded, and the killer is fucking awesome. I wish we had sequels to this by now, but unfortunately, for whatever reason, we don't. And it's very well paced. I thought the acting was fine. I enjoyed everybody. And yeah, man, I mean, I thought every kill kind of worked for me, which was rare. And I was waiting for those little like CG blood spurts, but they don't go there. This is in my rotation. It's also suspenseful towards the end too. There's a good, you know, stalking scenes in mixed in with our kills. I was so shocked. I remember seeing this right at that time where there was a lot of bad Krampus knockoffs, and I was almost just burnt out. And this one restored the faith in Christmas horror for me. I had a blast.
What's the main the main older lady's name?
Yeah. Mrs. Garrett.
Mrs. Garrett. She reminded me of Miss Lippy from fucking Billy Madison, and I think that took away her seriousness from me. But if Miss Lippy fucking cracked and started murdering people, that'd be interesting too. Oh my god, I fucking love that.
The wheelchair scene is pretty funny. So there are a few laughs. I mean, again,
let's just rate this. Kruger, what do you got on this?
I'm a 3 out of 5. I'll rewatch it probably next year, but I was kind of left, you know, a little disappointed. So 3 out of 5 for me. Like I said, the killer and the kills are awesome. So watch it for that for sure.
For me, it's a 3.5 out of 5. It's just a little too, there's not enough at times, but that idea, fucking strong as shit. Todd?
I'm a strong 4 on this one. I really do enjoy it, and it is also in my annual rotation.
I am 4.5. I love this movie. I think.
All right, now this should be interesting. Right. Up for elimination: Christmas Evil, Christmas Cruelty, Don't Open Till Christmas, and All Through the House. Kruger, what are you eliminating?
I gotta go All Through the House, unfortunately.
Bugs. Oh, sorry. You got more?
No, you're
good. I didn't need to cut you off.
I was just going to bullshit anyways. It's fine.
My bad. Pugs?
All Through the House has to go.
All right. And I'm going to get shit because I like this movie too. And I'll give you my reasons why. Christmas Cruelty is going to go because I think that's more extreme Christmas horror, where there's no arguing All Through the House is a Christmas slasher.
Yeah, Christmas Cruelty isn't even close.
So now we have an issue. So it goes, and this falls into the Ginger Dead Man issue, because that one's not really Christmassy. Christmas Cruelty is not really a slasher. So fight it out. What do you guys think?
I mean, I consider Christmas Cruelty a slasher. It's just an extreme slasher. I mean, it has the mask, it has the kills, the origin story. I mean, here's my thing, right? So, like, our killer in All Through the House is really badass, right? And he survives,
Careful with spoilers, yeah.
Yeah. But just like, we have a situation where both of these motherfuckers are really badass, and if they duked it out, I don't know who the fuck is gonna win. Like, it's really hard, but just with the sheer, I mean, I think the body count All Through the House probably is gonna kill homeboy from Christmas Cruelty, just with the body count alone. Granted, Christmas Cruelty is fucking badass, and that killer is so sick. And like, I'm not even gonna argue with you if you said he's gonna fuck up our boy from All Through the House, but I just think All Through the House has a higher body count and they accomplish more in the same amount of time. So I gotta go with All Through the House beat Christmas Cruelty on this one. Also, the only other thing I have to say about it is All Through the House is also a little bit more Christmassy, and since we're doing a Christmas slasher list, I gotta go with it.
Put it in the slasher realm, but it's more of a torture flick. We open up and they're all already, you know, being tortured.
That one opens really strong and closes really strong. You have some of the stuff in the middle, like I know, like the flashbacks and stuff, really. It's this one's close because I really like them both, but I think Kruger nailed it. But I'm gonna let Pugs fight the argument. So
yeah, let's see
if I got it in me without giving away any spoilers, because that's a big deal. because I do think Homeboy from Christmas Cruelty would fuck that dude up. He's got the veteran mindset, and he would actually find a way to rape that Santa Claus and every girl in that house, including Miss fucking Lippy. He would torture the shit out of them. They would not stand a fucking chance. I don't know why you're shaking your head, Dan.
He's
okay,
old.
A scary old man. He survived some shit. I think he would outsmart these the fucking. I gotta be careful with spoilers. I think he would outsmart the Santa and everybody in there. He's a better killer. It's a better fucking movie. I don't know how to argue without spoilers, but I would say Christmas Cruelty.
Yeah, but
it's a democracy here. If you guys want to be wrong, that's cool.
Dan, any arguments there?
No, I mean, I think he killed a bunch of stoners for the most part that didn't know he was
compared
coming.
To some fucking teenage bitches killer, that killed the house. Fuck?
Yeah, that's kind of a shitty argument.
They are all his fleshlights, just waiting to be fucking killed and used.
We're fighting over who kills who. But yeah, no, man, I just got to go with All Through the House.
I did too.
I thought you guys would like it. I was surprised.
We
but,
fucking liked it a lot. It's just there's.
Yeah. I thought this
room
was
for improvement.
This one was going to be easy, but because you know Cougar nailed it, it is more Christmassy, and this is a Christmas slasher show. On that
that's
reason,
what that's no, that's yeah. My biggest thing. It's like yeah. It sucks because Christmas Cruelty, you know, is technically a killer Santa movie too, because you know, but he like originally when I was watching Christmas Cruelty, I'm like, is he going to be a killer Santa movie or is he just going to wear the suit, you know, just once? And he does consistently wear it through the rest of the movie. So I'm like, fuck, like this is really hard, man. But I just think for the sure. I just think for the sure fact of the body count, but I know that's a shit argument, but it's just like, I think
is the body count higher in All Through the House though?
Yeah, because it will, okay. I mean,
we got the baby.
Actually, no, you're right. I didn't count the family. Fuck.
Yeah. We got,
but a lot of people bit it.
We can do the fucking math right now. I remember Christmas Cruelty more than I do All Through the House, and I just saw that movie like not that long ago. I'm going with Christmas Cruelty. Fuck, I don't know how to fucking fight this.
Yeah, my biggest thing is like just that one. Well, obviously, I like.
I'm not saying we're ending before because I got shit last
time. Go ahead. More but he's in his Santa suit. They are wrapping presents and making Christmas masks, talking about Krampus, Kruger. They're talking about Krampus in Christmas Cruelty.
Oh, and, shit.
Yeah, and they're bonding over Christmas. These bitches are just there watching a house, being annoying. So now I'm going to start shitting on the movie just to defend my boy in Christmas Cruelty.
I'm going to go back to this. It's a Christmas slasher show. Out of those two, which one is a Christmas slasher?
Christmas Cruelty.
All no, it doesn't follow the slasher formula. So
did he not stalk these people?
Stalking doesn't make it a slasher.
Almost all of your body count is at the beginning where they're all just subdued and I don't know. I think All Through the House is more of a slasher.
I'm going to go like this. Would you consider Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer slasher movie?
Yes.
See,
it can fall into the category of a slasher. Yes, it can.
Shit.
We're just following the slasher.
If that were in this mix too, I'd say the same. Like
this
that one,
the hardest. Because like, I'm tossed up, man. This is the hardest.
I am not budging on Christmas Cruelty.
it's like I'm back and forth to be honest with you. Because like, I understand. Because like. Also, I have to understand that Christmas isn't going to be the same in Norway. Like, it is a foreign movie. So, it's not going to be the same type of Christmas that we're accustomed down here. It's punk
you
rock
know
as fuck, too.
Is this a dick move? But I was going to say, since everyone else is pretty much locked, Kruger, you make the call.
This is pretty much it's on your turn.
That's what it comes down to.
All right. Well, I'm going to get shit, but Uh-oh. I'm gonna turn back on to Christmas Cruelty. I think that Santa fucked. I know the body count's higher, but then when body count may be higher, but when Pugs mentioned that Homeboy took out a whole fucking family, I think he fucks charcoal face Santa in the ass at some point. Like, I don't, maybe they both kill each other at the end. Like, if I wasn't such a stickler on the rules before, I'd say let's put a fourth on here and put all the house in there. But
let me ask you this: if I said if all four were there, and I said everyone pick what their favorite one is, what would everyone pick? Let's try.
Ooh, that's gonna be hard.
Your favorite of all four.
I mean, it's all through the house for me. In terms
Christmas
of...
Evil.
Including Christmas Evil, yeah.
Oh,
Christmas
Evil, Christmas
Cruelty, Don't Open Till Christmas, and All Through the House. What would your favorite be, Dan? Okay, what would your favorite be, Pugs?
I'm going back and forth between that and Christmas Cruelty.
Christmas Evil.
I haven't seen that enough for it to be a favorite, but I'm leaning towards Christmas Cruelty.
So that would be your favorite of this
list,
Christmas Evil.
Please weigh in, particularly All Through the House and Christmas Cruelty. We'd be curious just to see. Because I still maintain Cruelty's torture.
Dan, you said Christmas Evil.
Yeah, if I had.
You said
Christmas Cruelty.
I would actually go Christmas Evil also. And
Christmas Kruger Evil.
So that doesn't really help the argument.
I think we just put the nail in the coffin. All Through the House is good, but that fucking Christmas goddamn Cruelty motherfucker as a killer is just too fucking badass. I mean, just merciless as fuck. Like I feel like maybe our killer in All Through the House has a little bit more of a heart than this, than that fucking sick motherfucking Christmas Cruelty. Yeah. So,
I know
all of these spoilers. Yeah. So, this is our last episode. So, our final list is Christmas Evil, Christmas Cruelty, and Don't Open Till Christmas.
Now, I'm going to do this. I'm going to mention some of the ones that we really like that did not make the cut.
Yes.
And Secret Santa, we all really enjoyed.
Yeah.
To All a Good Night, took it a long time to get eliminated. Santa Sleigh took it a long time to get eliminated. Same with Jack Frost. And All Through the House, that was a little bit more split.
We still all liked it, though.
Okay, yeah. Well. Those are the ones that like stand out on the list of eliminated ones. Dan, Ginger Dead Man too. I'll say it just for you. Yeah.
There is an eliminated one that might really have been my favorite, though, if I'm being honest. If it is survived. Because I watch it every year, Jack Frost. Not saying it's the best movie, traditionally speaking,
it's great. It's definitely got that rewatchability. Especially for me, it was hard for me to eliminate Jack Frost big time. I mean, especially with the carrot scene alone. But fucking, I think we've given probably three of the absolute best Christmas slashers though with this list. That isn't Silent Night, Deadly Night. So, fucking. I'm just happy that Christmas Evil is still here, because then I'd start duking on you motherfuckers.
That would have no chance of disappearing. Yeah.
I'm glad. So now that this is out of the way, why don't we get into the spoilers for All Through the House?
Well, before that, Dan, why don't you send everyone off who doesn't want to hear spoilers?
Yeah, be sure to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube, also fleshwoundfeatures.com, and get on the Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio Facebook group, because we'd like to hear from you. Because, again, if you've listened to this whole thing, I really want you guys to
Of course, Dan picks the one that's the hardest one for everyone to see. Cruelty. Yeah. Good luck finding Christmas Cruelty.
Yeah, it's tough one, but
it's the democracy.
I think there's more than that, but my argument is that it's not.
I'm going to strangle the fuck out of you. I know. It'll be lovely, but. We're across all the social media bullshit, so look for us around there. And we are on Patreon, so if you'd be so kind, it is Christmas. You want to donate to a good cause? We are that cause, and you can donate just starting at $1 or however much you want, and you'll get early access, exclusive content, and most importantly, uncensored. And you can watch uncensored the 2019 Black Christmas with us being complete dicks. So enjoy it.
Just Dan.
It's a big bag of dicks. It's kind of like what we're going to be talking about in a little bit.
All right. Well, on that note, do we want to jump into spoilers?
Sure, guys. If you do not wish for this to be spoiled, now would be the time to bow out. This one is definitely easier to see than Christmas
Cruelty. And Christmas Cruelty will rape that fucking wound where his penis used to be.
Oh, he didn't admit this was streaming on Prime.
I did pop at the end when Tom calls him a dickless man. And then, like,
see, hold on. Now and then that he you brought that up. That's that. When I fucking kind of was like, oh, what the fuck? When she, like, with that line. I don't know. It bothered me. Like, I'm like, with like, the way she was acting with the rest. My whole thing is, like, with the way she was acting with the rest of the movie, just the way, like, she, I didn't believe it. Like, that kind of bothered me.
Like, a weird turn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That did kind of come out of nowhere. But I guess in her defense, like, well, he is fucking crazy, and I can get in trouble if I don't handle this. So I guess I'll just have him kill all of you and then be done with it. And himself.
Another part I kind of had a problem with too towards the end was the scene where Rachel's in the closet and, you know, Jamie's going after him. Her boyfriend literally just like randomly appears like he's a fucking ghost. Like, I don't know. And like it says like he knocked the guy out, but like we didn't see it, and it was just like 1 second we're seeing the killer and the next second we're seeing her boyfriend. So I was like, that kind of took me out of the ending too, because I really like the ending. You know, once we get to the story of, you know, why the killer is killing, what's going on, how does Miss Garrett tie into everything, that was all really good. It was just, I think everything getting up to there with, you know, just like, I think like that one kill when the chick's having her fingers chopped off, the girl's acting is so fucking bad. And I'm like, it bothered me because like the effect on the fingers looks so good. And then like this bitch is just like sucking ass, fucking dying. Like that bothered me a little bit. But Pugs, you wanted to talk about fucking special. So go ahead. Why don't you let it rip?
Santa's sack. Holy shit, this motherfucker is going around cutting dicks off. I want a movie just about that. That was fucking gnarly to me. That's when I got my hopes like super high. I'm like, fuck, this might win. Like, this is fucking crazy. But then it kind of dips.
Yeah.
But when the bag like flops over and it's like just all the colors of rainbow penises everywhere, I'm like, this is, you're giving me amazing shit. So Merry Christmas, Lorena Bobbitt.
Is it kind of racist that like he was able to find a pair of garden shears at a Mexican lady's house?
Thanks, Lupe. For the most part, this movie's fucking awesome. He keeps she keeps a girl in a cage. Like, I love that. Fucking dicks in a bag, and we see it. Do they show it chopped off? Yeah. Either way, I got enough of it to where I tighten my legs. So it's very convincing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And like that. Well, yeah, that opening kill. First, you know, when he takes out the girl in the shower with the garden shears into the fucking eyes, like that shit was awesome. But, you know, I loved how he started cutting her titty first. Like, of course, you might cut titty.
That's so Friday the 13th, part 5, the eye kill.
Yeah, yeah, no, and that's what, like, I really was like, oh, we're here to party. And then, you know, the castration on the husband was awesome. The black guy you were talking about, yeah. Because like you hear it and then you hear it hit the floor and then you hear the blood start going and you're like, oh shit. And then, you know, you see it and you hear him starts to scream. My only complaint, of course, this is fucking weird, me complaining about this, but was that maybe some of the penises looked a little too fake. Like some of them look good, but some of them look a little fake.
By the way,
yeah, I know. Fucking, I already feel like a dick. And one kill that did bother me too was there's a kill on a girl in the kitchen where like the shears go into the bottom of the jaw, out the top of the head, and it just wasn't placed properly. I don't think like it wasn't lined up correctly. So it was kind of like
a little off.
Yeah. And that kind of took, I was just like, I'm going to complain about that just a little bit. But for the most part, I mean, for the fucking, for the budget, like that kill when he gets her in the eyes, I'm just like, fuck, that looked like really, really good. And then the one when he gets the chick in the throat too, and you see her throat all cut up and fucking kind of like she has like a double chin, I thought that fucking looked pretty good too, because it kind of looked like he cut her fucking flesh on her cheeks and it was, you know, raising up near her fucking face. I liked a lot. I think when I rewatch this, when I already, you know the tone I'm gonna get with the act, I'm probably gonna enjoy it more. But I get what you mean, man. Like the you don't need good acting, especially in like 80s slashers. But for some reason, I'm more forgiving in 80s slashers.
Most people
with acting than I am with postmortem, and I don't know what it is. It's hard. But like I'm not like that all the time, like Secret Santa, for example. Like I enjoyed that, but at first I was hating it, so it took me a bit.
For me on this whole show, that was probably the one new one that I discovered the most that I really like.
Yeah, so. Me too, man. I think you are we all good with spoilers?
Then yeah, bullshitting.
I'm good.
Yeah, no, Secret Santa fucking surprised the hell out of me, especially with me not liking those super low budget, super low budget, over the top slashers. It was just too goddamn good, and the gore was too goddamn good not to just like kind of fall in love with it. And I kind of already want to watch it again.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I think overall this was a good run of our 12 days of Slashmas.
This is I'm fucking stoked that we did all these.
Yeah, I mean 15 Christmas slashers, and honestly, like without we did have hitter? A couple of without the Silent Night. Well, and two heavy hitters, Black Christmas too. Yeah. But I just think like out of everything, like we honestly like there's maybe like three or four of them that I like really disliked. But other than that, there's a lot of new ones I like. And like there's even some that were middle of the road that I want to see how I feel about next year. And like I'm just going to throw in the rotation, see if they're worthy enough for another year. I just hope that we find enough Christmas slashers for next year's Slashmas in the meantime.
I have a feeling it's going to be a little bit different concept next year. Yeah.
Christmas monsters or some bullshit. Well,
I don't know if we're going to be able to find another 12 slashers. But I mean, we'll figure that out. We got a year.
We'll burn that cross when we get there.
That's Dan's show.
Right?
Yeah.
No, he just likes nailing them to it.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
It makes sense. He's a Jew. yes, Merry Christmas. We hope you enjoyed the 12 days of Slashmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas. happy whatever the fuck you celebrate. We really hope your day is going great. And, you know, thank you for checking us out on Christmas. Or whenever you happen to join in, we appreciate all of you on the real.
And I'm going to throw in there all of our Jewish listeners. Don't feel left out. We did review Hanukkah earlier this year. Just search in our archives and you can
love that fucking movie.
And yeah, you could check that out. So see, we have horror for all types of years. Unfortunately, Pugs was upset Black Christmas was not about Kwanzaa, but we'll talk about that.
We need a Kwanzaa horror movie. There should be, like, what the fuck?
They're all comedies.
Make that
to me.
All right. Well, I guess anything else?
Yeah. Follow us on all the social media bullshits like we normally do. But yes, most importantly, happy holidays to everybody. Everyone, say
ho,
goodnight.
Ho, ho, bitch.
Bah humbug. Right. And yeah, fucking, we love you.